It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Jeff Sessions today answering questions about the Senate from the Senate Intel Committee. He was asked about last week's testimony from former FBI director, fired FBI director James Comey, concerning the ongoing Russia investigation. Sessions, during the opening, said he did not communicate with the Russians about the 2016 election.
And the suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
Okay.
Can see why he wanted the open hearing, wanted to publicly say exactly that, coming out of the gates, defending his honor, and very defiant. No connection, no collusion, nothing. This is all just sort of it's made up.
Well, here's my take on this. Mm-hmm. Very simple. Why? I get it, it's all made up, but why so much smoke? And it's not smoke that, like, Democrats came up with, or even anti-Trump Republicans or the anti-Trump people came up with. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons that people, including Republicans and conservative Republicans, who want to know answers to things like, why did he not, on his disclosures, admit that he had met with the Russians, including one meeting in his office at the United States Senate with his staff there? Why did he leave that out?
Today he said that, he left out all kinds of, meetings with that were just about general course of business sorts of
But when he was asked directly reasons. About that in his testimony, at the confirmation to become attorney general,
right,
he seemed to forget it as well.
You mean the Al Franken questioning? Is that what you're talking
about? Yes.
It was that third meeting, the one in the Mayflower Hotel, that he did not recall.
And he now still says he does not recall it. Okay, so that leads us to
number 4.
So Jeff Sessions was repeatedly asked about his meeting with the Russian ambassador last year. And Senator John McCain asked whether Sessions met with any other Russian officials.
During the 2016 campaign season, do you have any contacts with any representative, including any American lobbyist or agent of any Russian company within or outside your capacity as a member of Congress or a member of the Armed Services Committee?
I don't believe so.
Politico recently reported that in the middle of the 2016 elections, the FBI found that Russian diplomats whose travel the State Department was supposed to track had gone missing. Some turned up wandering around the desert or driving around Kansas. Reportedly, intelligence sources conclude that after about a year of inattention, these movements indicate, one, that Moscow's espionage ground game has grown stronger, more brazen, and that quietly the Kremlin has been trying to map the United States telecommunications infrastructure. What do you know about this development and how the Justice Department and other relevant U.S. government agencies responding to it?
We need to do more, Senator McCain. I am worried about it. We also see that from other nations with these kind of technological skills like China and some of the other nations that are penetrating our business interests, our national security interest. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, I did support and advocate, and I think you supported, legislation that would, and it's ongoing now, that requires the Defense Department to identify weaknesses in our system and how we can fix them.
That is fascinating, because what has happened there is McCain is turning the cube a little bit here. He wants, in asking that question, it's my belief that Senator McCain is basically saying back to Jeff Sessions, there's a lot of wackiness and misunderstanding and veil around the relationship between Donald Trump and Russia, right? These people that may have had contacts and they refuse to acknowledge the contacts. Now they don't want to talk about it. Trump brings up Russia is the reason that he fires Comey, says that to NBC News. He tweets about it. He tweets about it. It's all fake news. It's all this. It's all that. And what John McCain is saying is that Russia is an existential threat. And maybe the president had nothing to do with Russia. Maybe nobody in his campaign was guiding fire from the Russians concerning the leaking of emails or other kinds of things that hurt Hillary Clinton during the campaign. We know that that's what they were doing. We just don't know if there was collusion between the Trump campaign and that, or the president or his intimates in that. Fine. Let's just assume for a second the president nor anybody in his campaign or family or whatever had anything to do with the Russians. Let's just take that as a supposition.
Because there is no evidence at this point that people have seen or that any of the senators or members of Congress have seen.
Right. Fine.
To prove it.
That we've, at least it's been made public. Right. So let's just assume that's all true. All right. Assuming that's all true. Russia is still an existential threat. And why is Donald Trump still so protective of his relationship? Why did he sit in the Oval Office with high-ranking Russian officials and say, hey, listen, I fired that Comey guy yesterday. It's the pressure's off.
Nut job.
Right. Why does he continue to want to curry favor with people who are mapping our telecommunications infrastructure? Because they have a cyber weapon that they used in Ukraine to blind Ukraine for their invasion. Listen to this.
The Washington Post reported yesterday Russia has developed a cyber weapon that can disrupt the United States power grids and telecommunications infrastructure. This weapon is similar to what Russia or Russian allied hackers used to disrupt Ukraine's electrical grid in 2015. Can you discuss a little bit in open session how serious that is?
I don't believe I can discuss the technological issues, just to say that it is very disturbing that the Russians continue to push hostile actions in their foreign policy.
All right. So all the president has to do here is just go along with that. Yes, the Russians are doing those things. We know they're up to no good. We are not going to allow that to happen in 2018 or 2020, even if it may have it been an incidental help to me, or maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Whatever it happens to be, he doesn't want to admit failure. He doesn't want to admit anything that doesn't make him seem like he's totally in control and totally strong. But the reality is that the Russians did meddle. And so whether they meddled to his benefit or not, people can argue about that forever. He's president of the United States. Nobody disagrees with that.
Mm-hmm.
The issue now is, what are you going to do as president of the United States to protect us against that and protect yourself? Because they're going to come after you next, pal. And believe me, if Bernie Sanders runs for president, they're going to want him, because that's going to totally blow up the country. So it's like there's no good in the president continuing to coddle Russia. And it just makes it mysterious as to why he would do that with all these other things going on.
Well, it feeds the narrative. But I mean, I think it's just so hard to separate the politics out of it. If you listen to what happened today, did you think that all the senators questioning, both on Republican side and Democrat side, were really honestly after just that? Is Russia colluding with or trying to influence our country or our elections and meddling in a serious way? It didn't seem like that. You know, I think it all becomes very political. And I think that the reason Jeff Sessions did so
Washington.
Well was because he basically said, I had nothing to do with it. He went on the record to say no collusion. It'd be a total blatant lie to say that I had.
Right. And unless it's proven that he had in this meeting, the Mayflower meeting that was of such question.
But the Mayflower wasn't a private meeting, he said. It
right.
Have been
unless there was a private
or a
meeting.
Handshake or, yeah, right. Unless he's lying about that.
Right. Which we'll see, and I don't. Right. I'm assuming that he isn't, because if they had known that at the moment, then they would have brought that up. All right.
So. Have a drink of your sip of your kindness.
I cannot have
drink.
Any more of the kindness drink from Lady Gaga. All right, we'll get to your 3-year 2-in-1, but first, Violetta Powdermatic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com. Check it out today.
Top 5-5 continues right here. It's an all of Jeff Sessions Top 5. It's fun to have a Jeff Sessions Top 5.
Do you think you'd have that ever?
All right. Checking in No, I never did, actually.
Mm-hmm. Number three.
All right, this is Senator Heinrich.
This got contentious.
And Jeff Sessions. He was asking the Attorney General about Russia's involvement in the 2016 election, if he'd be willing to discuss the matter in a closed session, if he won't discuss it in an open one.
You were part of the national security team, so if he would have heard something about Russia and with their capabilities and our concern about what they could do to our election process, was there ever any conversations concerning that whatsoever?
I don't recall it, Senator Manchin.
I know it's been asked of you the things that, you know, your executive privileges and protecting the president.
Right, hold on one second.
I understand that. But also when we had Mr. Comey here, you know, he couldn't answer a lot of things in an open session. He agreed to go into a closed session. Would you be able to go into a closed session? Would it change your answers to us or your ability to speak more frankly on some things we would want to know?
Senator France, Manchin, I'm not sure. The executive privilege is not waived by going in camera or in closed session. It may be that one of the concerns is that when you have a investigation ongoing, as the special counsel does, it's often very problematic to have persons you know, not cooperating with that counsel in the conduct of the investigation, which may or may not be a factor in going into closed session.
It would be very helpful. I think the committee, there's a lot of questions they'd like to ask, and I know that you...
That's what got very awkward.
That's Joe Manchin, by the way. Hold on. We have a little confusion there. That's Joe Manchin asking him the questions about executive privilege. Now, here is Senator Heinrich going on, this is actually prior to Manchin, because Heinrich got so testy with him, Joe Manchin had to make it sound better. So
it
this
got
was
ugly.
This was the preamble to that.
Can you tell me what are these longstanding DOJ rules that protect conversations made in the executive without invoking executive privilege?
Senator, I'm protecting the president's constitutional right by not giving it away before he has a chance to view it. And secondly, I am telling the truth in answering your question in saying it's a longstanding policy of the Department of Justice.
Are those policies written?
And to make sure the president has full opportunity to decide these issues.
Can you share those policies with us? Are they written down at the Department of Justice?
I believe they are.
This is the appropriateness legal standard for not answering congressional inquiries.
It's the my judgment that it would be inappropriate for me to answer and reveal private conversations with the president when he has not had a full opportunity to review the questions and to make a decision on whether or not to approve such an answer.
Okay. Boy, that's a lawyer answer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting about that is that they don't want he was making decisions. This is the only thing that I think mitigated against him today. Is he wasn't answering questions that were posed directly about communications he had with the president, and the president had not invoked executive privilege on this. He was just deciding, well, it's just protocol. We just don't do it this way.
Right, which Senator Heinrich was trying to explain. That's not the bucket that says not what I feel is appropriate is not okay when you're under oath. You can either answer the question, say it's classified, and can't answer an open session, or else
all right. Hold on
the executive
one second.
Privilege.
This is the playback of the president right now in Wisconsin. This will come in as number one, by the way.
We're here today in Waukesha County Technical College to discuss one of the most important questions facing our young people, how to get education and training that they need to find a rewarding and high-paying job. We have a lot of companies moving into the United States, and we're negotiating with a lot of companies. Just backstage, we were negotiating with a major, major, incredible manufacturer of phones and computers and televisions, and I think they're going to give the governor a very happy surprise very soon. During my campaign for president, I talked about crucial importance of vocational training, teaching young people the skills, crafts, and trades that are vital to our economy and our success as a country and their success as an individual. America must not only teach, but celebrate
to skilled laborers that produce and maintain the world's greatest machines, buildings, products, and infrastructure, innovations that improve our quality of life, help keep us safe, and have the power to inspire awe and wonder. And I will say, when I was going to school and I was going to college, but I'd meet people that didn't have a great ability, or frankly, they didn't have a great liking for what they were doing, what they were studying. But they could take apart an engine. They could do drilling like I've never seen before. They could put up a brick wall better than all of the kids in that college or that university, a great school. They could put up a wall in record time and make it far better than anybody else could have done. They just had an amazing ability, and that's what we're about today. We're here to talk about the dignity of work and the greatness of the American worker, and also loving the work you do. I just toured the classrooms, and I must say, they aren't your normal lecture halls, but in a certain way, they're far more beautiful. You learn incredible skills like welding, automotive repair, and machine tool operations. And I looked at the machines, and I'll tell you, what they have is incredible. And the knowledge to operate them is very, very, very amazing.
All right, so this is the president, playback of the president in Waukesha. If he makes any news there, obviously it's a more of a policy.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get back to his agenda.
Agenda-related appearance there. He's talking about education and continuing education for people and specific trades education. That's part of his new agenda. We will, if he makes any news, we will bring that to you. That was recorded earlier this afternoon, now being played back by the pool reporters. So, again, we'll monitor that for you. And that will have to conclude the Top 5 at 5 in a very abrupt, bizarro
very abrupt.
Top 5 at 5.
It was sort of fitting for the day.
Yes. It was kind of like the president's cabinet meeting yesterday. It's a Top 5 at 5 that's kind of very much like that. So we'll do that. And Fox News' Greg Jarrett is going to join us on the other side to talk about Jeff Sessions. Greg is, of course, an attorney as well, lawyer mm-hmm. as well. And he will tell us how he thinks the attorney general did today.
The Top 5 at 5.